This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In you to, well, most people, I think some people do it for the right reason, but I think a lot of people who get elected or who find themselves in the public eye, you have to have a little streak. You don't have to be full blown, but I mean, think about anybody who's run for president says that I can steer the free world better than anyone else.
Yeah, right.
You know,
and you look
at a healthy self.
But that's about all. The leaders of late haven't been able to do much of a. They haven't done a great job in that department. At any rate, that's an interesting definition. So then, we're mixing politics and celebrity. I'm looking at another name on the people list this week, Herschel Walker. And the week he's had in Georgia, pretty extraordinary, given what his son has come up with. And there's a whole, you know, he I guess supported his father at the beginning, but now has been the
nightmare. It's a strange
nightmare.
Switch. Yeah. He came out and said that he's not authentic and all of this. Herschel Walker is interesting, just with my political glasses on for a second. I was really excited to hear that he wanted to get involved because I think, unfortunately, we are in a place where politics and celebrity have collided.
Yeah.
And so people vote for brand names, and Herschel Walker is well-loved in the state of Georgia.
Well-known. Yeah.
Yeah, people love him, and he's a hero. And he also is a charismatic figure, but he also, and I'll, you know, just full truth and transparency, he's a Republican. I'm a Republican. I wanted to see him do well. We need that seat to get the Senate majority back.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not a great candidate. Whoever was working with him didn't get him up to speed on the issue.
He doesn't seem that smart. It's almost like he was affected by his football career and how he thinks. It affected his brain.
But he also was just not brought up to speed on a lot of the issues. And whoever was around him, I think, failed him in that department. So when these allegations came out this week, and there were two, one, well, not allegations, but scandals, one was his son flipping on him and saying, you're a phony or whatever. And some people think that maybe he got some money for doing that because he's an influencer on social media as well.
Ah,
and then a woman
corruption
came out
afoot.
And said that he paid for an abortion after he's come out and said he's Christian and doesn't believe in abortion, and that she had a card to prove it. But then he says, well, that's not even my signature, and this could have been something from the Daily Beast who broke the story. So he vehemently denies it. And I think whoever's working with him, because I thought, oh, gosh, when I heard these two things, I thought this will be the end of Herschel Walker in Georgia. But whoever's working with him had him handled this in such the right way. All he did was say he loves his son. He loves his son. He didn't, veer off from that, which I think is really important, and that he'll always be there for his son no matter what. And I thought that was a really good response. And as far as the abortion goes, he's like, look, I wrote a whole book about how bad my life was going and the bad decisions that I made. I'm a Christian. I've asked for forgiveness. I'm trying to, I've tried to change my life. I don't know who this woman is. And he came off really well. And so it's really interesting to me that it took a scandal like this to actually make him sound like a viable candidate. But we'll see. It's going to be up to the voters in Georgia.
Right. All right. So that's an interesting way of analyzing it. Thank you. Tom Brady is hurt by his wife and the rumors. Apparently, the marriage.
Dry his tears.
You what? You want to dry his. So, isn't it tough though for somebody? Both of them are high profile people. You see this more often than not. To go back to our discussion about narcissism and what it's about. Tom Brady's told his wife he's going to retire. Then he decided he didn't want to retire. He didn't talk to his wife about it. He just said, okay, I'm not going to retire.
Or
so that ticked her off.
Or maybe going through a divorce at that time, because from what the accounts are now, that the unrest in their marriage has been happening for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's possible that this has been going on.
So what causes those sorts of things? Is it the is it the work? Is it just we've been around each other long enough and we've run out of steam? That happens. It really does. I don't know. There's all this stuff becomes finger pointing. It's his fault and their fault and whatever. But I don't know. Here's Prince Harry suing a publisher for the third time in 3 years. Actually, there have been lawsuits filed by Elton John and Elizabeth Hurley against Associated Newspapers, the publisher of all the British tabloids like the Daily Mail and the things that they come up with. It's the same as the National Enquirer here. Right? These things, they take a shot, they figure it. It's sort of like, this is a pretty good analogy. What has happened with Monsanto and Bayer is that they've put aside X number, the tobacco companies do the same thing. They put aside $5 billion for lawsuits, and they keep selling the products of death that they have, and they get sued and they pay off. That's the end of that. So I'm going to bet you that these people at this tabloid do the same thing. That, because the National Enquirer did that. They print anything,
yep.
And then if somebody sued, like Johnny Carson sued the National Enquirer because of something they said that had no truth at all, and he got $7 million out of them. He didn't need the money, but he was making a statement, and you know, they, instead of even going to court, okay, yep, you're right, here's your $7 million. That's kind of the cost of doing business for these people, right?
Yeah. Are tabloids even that big of a thing anymore? I wonder, like,
I don't know.
That I see them still. You know, you see the tabloid papers, but I think with social media now, so many people are reporting on celebrity gossip in real time, and they never have to retract. If you look at social media, like profiles, they never have to retract anything mm-hmm. that they say. And it's really interesting, especially with celebrity, how now you're just almost told that you really have no recourse. You just have to put up with everything that people are saying about you.
Yeah.
True or
well,
not?
There's a lot of that stuff floating around. Here's a fan that's suing the Patriots Hall of Fame after he says it ruined the $1 million Tom Brady signed flag. The Patriots took this flag. Tom signed it. It was an American flag. I thought it was illegal to write on an American flag. Anyway, this guy's got
yeah,
his...
Yeah, I would think so.
Right. So this fellow's name is Daniel Vitale. He's brought a lawsuit against the Patriots and the Hall of Fame. He gave the flag to them to post or to display with the Brady Super Bowl jersey. And this, you know, that, remember that one was stolen and it was recovered? Remember that story about that?
I do.
Jersey? Yeah. So then they took it and then they put it in a one of those sealed glass cases. And apparently, this is how foolish this is. The sun is hitting the glass directly and it faded the flag. So he no longer can see Brady's signature. So he's suing him for $1 million. Ay. Bunga bunga. All right. Let's see. Here's another one. A fan has filed a police report over Bobby Wagner's Monday Night Football tackle. Did you see this thing? I don't even get how people get themselves so worked up about this stuff.
The Rams tackle.
This is so
crazy. So I think it was Monday Night Football. Feels like 12
years
ago.
Yeah.
This guy runs out on the field, and it really made its way around the internet and on the news. And he runs out on the field. Security's trying to catch him.
They can't get
him. He's got pink smoke flying from him, which is not a great look when you're in an arena. So these two Rams guys, I think they're heroes. They came out of the line. They were standing on the sidelines, and they just laid this guy out.
Right.
For running
him
on the freeway, because who knows what the guy's doing? No one knows who this guy is. He's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And so, of course, as you can predict, now that guy is suing them.
There's a man and a woman that were kind of involved in it together, I think.
And they're suing now for hurting him because they knocked him out on the field.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me? What were you doing down there with smoke, idiot? You're lucky.
But you can
try. Some
lawyer probably saw that whole action on TV and called them up. We can get $1 million out of those guys. And they say, okay, where do we sign up?
Who's, you know, the burglar who robs your home and then he falls out of a window and sues you for falling out of your window.
I love those.
Oh.
Kim Kardashian, speaking of, as we're still on, now look at all the celebrity news there is this week, has gone public about why hot girls like Pete Davidson. I don't know that you have to write a book about that. Oftentimes, it's pretty obvious. Anyway.
Rumors are true, apparently.
Yes. Pete has the best heart, she says.
Oh, it's that. Okay.
That's what it is, right? Yeah. He's the sweetest, most thoughtful person. So this is kind of an episode of some Hollywood, There are so many of these things. Who even knows? Some Hollywood podcast. Anyway, she said, I was just thinking about him. I want to pick up the phone and call him. Really? It sort of reminds me, she said, the way she described it sort of reminded me of Kelly McGillis in Top Gun, the first, you know, the first movie.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, that's the way she used to look at Tom Cruise, kind of, wondering, okay.
Loving look, I know.
Yeah, that loving look, yeah. Anyway, so Davidson has dated a lot of famous women. He's been connected to Larry David's daughter. Anyway, so they have this... He's a nice guy, but then there are other rumors, kind of like what Kate Beckinsale, he dated her for a while too, I guess, right? I'm looking at the list of people.
He's had a whole list of people, yep.
Right. So who's he dating now, I guess is the question.
I don't know. I don't know if he's, I think he was dating someone, he moved on from Kim, but the guy just racks him in, and I think the more hot chicks he gets, the more other hot chicks want to see what all the fuss is about. Right.
I think you can figure that out. 18 after the hour.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
We've never really worn masks during the flu season. Is that what's on the horizon, Ken?
We've been fortunate. 2 years ago, the first year of COVID, we had a very mild flu season, and the feeling was because of all these new precautions we were taking with masking and just staying out of certain spaces, not only decreased the spread of COVID, but also decreased the spread of the flu.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here reviewing things that have been said that fit into the top 10 story list, which you can find on gooddayshow.com or talkers.com. We asked a question, Jay Kirshner asked, why do you think there's such an obsession with celebrity relationships? Stacy wrote back to us, said, people don't read with comprehension a lot today. It's because people aren't happy in their own life, so they follow news about others and make hateful, hurtful comments because at that point they feel other woes, the woes of other people, put them a step ahead. Isn't that an interesting way of looking at it? A guy named Dan said, it's not new. Remember, inquiring minds want to know. Seems there are millions of busybodies without hobbies. The hobby is being a busybody, Dan.
But Holly writes, it's a common thing to talk about, right? It's something that we all understand, we all share. It's why people have intrigue about the royal family, because it's something that we all know. Like if I tell you, oh, I'm having trouble with my husband, Bob. Well, that doesn't matter to most people. But if I say, hey, Tom Brady and Giselle are having problems, well, then people know what you're talking about.
Exactly. All right, let's see here. Holly, I don't have any idea what the fascination is. John writes, funny you mention that. I ignore these headlines. It's pretty much a waste of my time.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah. Hey, you get off of my cloud. All right, excuse me. The second question we had for social media commentary has to do with Joe Biden saying he'll run for a second term. Who do you believe will be his opponent?
I know.
Jeff writes, I really honestly don't think it matters. If Biden wins again, I'll never vote again for the rest of my life. There's somebody who's got, talk about a clueless response. Okay, Jeff. Susan says, I don't think it matters because they're all the same. There may be something to that. They just care about themselves and the title. And here's a Winfield who says, there's no way there are that many idiots in this country that we could end up with Joe Biden again. I refuse to believe it. Okay.
Believe it, baby.
But there are those people who say the same thing. You know, you look around at all of these people who are just huffery and puffery with them. As you said, narcissism. Do you have to be a narcissist to want to be the president? I am the greatest. Remember when Muhammad Ali used to go around saying, I am the greatest. That's probably dating me. Well, he was the best boxer, for sure. And so is that. But there are other people who have done the same sort of thing. When you get down to brass tacks, talking about themselves. But who wants to talk about themselves? Think about this. How much do you, Jennifer Horn, talk about yourself? How much? Really?
Me, Jennifer Horn? Well, Jennifer Horn talks about herself a lot. I don't know. I don't talk about myself a lot. I like to ask other people how they're doing. And then if they ask me back, I'm happy to tell them.
Yeah. I think it's just, I feel like people, I talk about things that aren't necessarily about me, but about things that are going on in my life or around me. Not talking about me particularly, but the things that are cool. I love talking about my grandchildren and my children. What's going on actually with my dear friends on the radio, you and Jay. You know, that to me is in our relationship. That to me, I think, has some value and people might be interested in it. Anyway, food for thought, 28 after the hour. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York Congressman and Republican candidate for Governor Lee Zeldin said his family is safe after two teenagers were shot outside his Long Island home Sunday afternoon. Suffolk County Police reported three teenage boys were walking near Zeldin's home when a drive-by shooting occurred. Two of the teens were shot. Reports are the teens will be okay. New York City Mayor Eric Adams declared a state of emergency on Friday in response to thousands of migrants being bused to the city in recent months from the U.S. southern border in a political dispute over border security. Texas officials and the Biden administration has been sending illegal immigrants to New York. The servicing of cables that disrupted train travel in Germany on Saturday was highly professional and illustrates how vulnerable the country's infrastructure is to sabotage. The head of the country's police union said. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
I've talked many times on the air about how animals, usually any kind of animal, cows are great for therapy. I've found that over the years. Dogs, right? Cats,
yeah,
whatever it is.
There's something about that, like when it's your own for a baby, too, that unconditional love. When you walk in, you could have had the worst day of your life, and you walk into your house, and that little fur baby, their tail is wagging, and they're just so happy to see you.
Yeah.
There is a moment of joy.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are back in the fold of the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn from KRLA, Doug Steffen from the Good Day program with our review of as many of these stories we can get to. I'm chuckling because we've only gotten really to one since we got started, and it has to do with celebrity news and gossip. I guess coming into that, Elon Musk is at number 9, and number 9 on the story list is the Twitter deal. There is a lot being made out of this. But it's, in my mind, as usual, Jennifer, the half stories that have been told by the news media, he doesn't lie. He asked the company for answers to questions about how it's run and what specifics there are, and they didn't like it. They didn't want to give it to him. So, you know, he said, okay, I'm out. And now they've seen that there's no better deal on the table, because I think he's offering them $54 a share, and currently it's trading at $42 or $43. So, hello. Somebody woke up and said, okay, maybe we ought to take this deal. Maybe we better answer his questions.
So I don't know how, if you're someone who's buying something and you have questions, that they can't answer those questions for you. Of course that's what they should be doing. It's like, here, just take my house. I'm not going to tell you about the plumbing or the roof or anything. Just take it. Just take it. Yeah. I mean, you can't do that when you're selling something in real life.
Not if you got any any common sense.
Oh.
Okay, number seven on the countdown list is a focus on COVID. More perhaps this week, you and I were talking off the air about my son. Now I'm confusing you with my other daughter. Megan and I were talking about this, and maybe that's why I'm thinking about it now. Last night we were having a conversation about how a couple of weeks ago when Brendan was here with his wife Sophie and their new son Jasper, they all got COVID after they left.
Right.
And the apparently they had Sophie took Paxlovid and Brendan did. There isn't a version and they didn't need it because babies go through this fast. He was in and out of it in 24 hours. Sophie still is testing positive. Brendan is not. But they, both Brendan and Sophie took Paxlovid, which sort of, when you look at it, Paxlovid seems to have a lot of attention and a lot of focus. There's a pattern that has emerged with Paxlovid and some of the other drugs that seem to reduce the severity of COVID. A lot of people are, there's apparently a watered-down version that's hit the market. I guess you could expect that would happen. And guess where it comes from? Want to take a guess? Yeah.
China.
Right.
I don't know. You've got to be careful with the with that Paxlovid because that's what caused Biden to have, remember he had like COVID twice within a couple of weeks of each other?
Right.
Is that it gets it out of your system so that you test negative, but then it comes back again.
Yeah.
So I don't know how effective it is or how people have been doing with it. I don't know.
There's some of the research I'm looking at finds that there's an effect across all age groups, but then there's other research that finds only older people are benefiting from it in a sort of, as you've suggested, a permanent way. So people under 50, the rate for, the COVID death rate now, if you're under 50, is zero. Nobody's dying of COVID. I had a friend who died last week of COVID. He was 86. His wife had died 2 weeks before. He didn't die. Both of them had Alzheimer's and dementia. She died of it. He died of COVID. He was in a nursing home and wasn't taking care. So a lot of people in the nursing home were dying of this. And I don't, you know, whether you can get Paxlovid for people like that, at that point, what's the, you know, why bother?
Right.
I suppose that sounds heartless, but, you know, at some point in time. But the number of deaths in this country have gone, it's interesting, everything's political, right? So this is I'm looking at a scale of how many people died under Trump from COVID versus how many people have died under Joe Biden. I can't imagine anything more ridiculous, but because this is the age of, you know, everybody. So under Biden, it's been, let's see, less than 200 per 100,000, and with Trump, it was over 400. Hello, Trump was president during the height of this. COVID is not exactly, even though it's still a problem, it's not number one on the hit parade.
No.
So, it's just, these are such asinine contributions.
I think it's ridiculous to compare death numbers. It's just, let's compare how we're getting out of it. You know, let's, the shutdowns, living with it, who's helping us?
We are getting out of it. It's going to be around forever.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's being used for control. I mean, already.
Yeah, of course it is.
In Los Angeles, our LA County Director of Public Health comes out and says, "Well, don't get too comfortable because winter's coming." And people don't have the appetite for it anymore.
Number six are the legal problems Trump is having. I honestly never pay any attention because I don't care. And maybe that doesn't sound good for somebody who's supposed to be talking about this sort of thing on the radio, but I really don't care. It's just so much more, there's such a pile-on when it comes to Trump. He's got legal problems, obviously, with the smoke, there's fire, there's something going on. But to have people pounding away, I mean, this guy must have a hell of a legal bill. But the other side of it is he's like Teflon. None of this stuff is stuck.
Well, because most of it, I mean, this is the sad thing, is that they've pushed so hard to try to get him all the time that, yeah, you're right, none of it's sticking because they're trumping up, pardon the pun, against him. You know, when it comes to the business lawsuit, which is going on in New York, you have the attorney general, before she got elected, saying, I'm going to go after Trump. So she actually, instead of getting evidence to that there was something going on with Trump, she made it a campaign promise. Like, that's where we are
with
our justice system. That's not how it's supposed to work. No. And with the National Archives stuff, the people after the FBI raid said, we're still missing documents. Well, what the heck? You know, are you doing the same thing? Obama's got 300,000 documents at his house. Like, what? Like, why is there just a double-tiered system? And then the more you and then the more you have that, the more you have people discount anything because they think everything is just a witch hunt.
It is. All right, so, but the other side of this is, when you're talking about politics, which is number three this week on the countdown, a lot of conservatives are saying they want less of a scandal-prone candidate, i.e. Trump running. And this, it seems to be a, it's, you know, it looks like this is the aftermath of the attack on the Capitol. So I'm trying to, as I think I alluded to this earlier, so who runs? Who's good? Pete runs maybe on one side. A lot of people think
you've got either Trump or DeSantis on the other side. There's really no, I mean, there are other people who are flirting with it, like Mike Pompeo, who I think would be a great person to run for president, or Nikki Haley. She's another one who I think is going to, you know, kind of flirt with the idea of running. But I think really the party's appetite is either for Trump or DeSantis. And sadly, what I think a lot of people who say, well, we can't, we, you know, we need less baggage and Trump, everything's been thrown at Trump. If you think that the news media is not going to do the same thing to anybody who's running with an R by their name, you're crazy. In California, we had Larry Elder run and they called him the black face of white supremacy. They're going to come after you with everything. So people who would decide to run just need to be prepared, have a backbone, stand up and get ready to fight because that's what's going to have to happen.
But then people will say, well, I read in the newspaper, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So then you have that, frankly, because when people see it, it makes a difference whether it's true or it isn't.
And then they retract on page 80 after you get these headlines.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's unfortunate. And then anybody with half a brain realizes, gosh, I don't have the money or the patience to run for office. And that's how we end up with a lot of good people who get turned off from the process because they think, why would I do this? Because they see the news media spinning to take everybody down instead of just report honestly about what's happening.
Senator Ben, is it Sass or Sassy from Nebraska?
Sass.
Is resigning because he's going to run the University of Florida, but they can't find somebody in Florida to run it. They got a guy from Nebraska. This is going to be a political move and a half.
I'm curious to know what's going on with him, actually, if there's something else. He's usually pretty, like, clean as a whistle, so I'll be interested to see how this one plays out.
Chick-a-bung-bung, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, coming up in a moment, a focus on number four this week, the immigration situation connected to crime. And the reason that that's a focal point is because a lot of illegal immigrants are causing a lot of crime. So we'll talk about that after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your dog.
Check front door. Check window. Check other window. Rest chin on ground. Look into distance. Bark for no reason. Check front door. Check window. Check other window.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Chase shiny ball. Lose shiny ball. Find shiny ball. Eat shiny ball.
Get coverage for your pets with any auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so let's get to number 4 this week, which is a focus on crime. That seems to always be in the top 10 in some way, shape, or form. This week, the connection to all the immigrants coming into our country, who's doing what, latest big crime in Las Vegas, 2 dead, 3 in critical condition. This is a stabbing thing, it's not a gun. 8 victims altogether. Locals, tourists, that sort of thing. Apparently, according to one of the deputies on the scene, the suspect was just running around with a knife, yeah, much as anything
it was
else.
Source World, which is that big new complex, kind of down the strip towards North Las Vegas. And it shows you, again, that people always want to make it about the guns. We need to make it about the mental health, about the anger, and about the criminals, because they will use whatever they can get their hands on.
So this suspect is a guy in his 30s who recently came to America, went to Las Vegas, apparently hasn't been well received, and therefore he's angry at America. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's what
doesn't
we need.
Sense.
Yeah, right. Of course it does. Yeah. All right. In Canada this week, the Supreme Court heard for the first time an asylum case that weighs on whether the country, Canada, can consider its southern neighbor, America, a safe place. Are we going to be able to take refugees from America? I thought this was pretty interesting. In other words, the Canadians say, hey, you're letting all these people come into your country. They'll trickle up into our country. We don't want them.
Right.
Yeah, right. So there's a little common sense there. Hello, duh. We got no common sense in America, but there's lots of it up there. So the refugee lawyers went to the Supreme Court in Canada and said that they were acting inhumanely and it violates their right to liberty and security. Why do you have any rights? You're not a legal citizen of the country, for God's sakes.
Yep.
You shouldn't have any rights in this country either. But we got them all over the place. You started to say something.
No, I said you would think that we would get on with this, but it just... whatever they're after, whether it's new voters, whether it's destroying or expanding, like expanding our big cities, destroying suburbs, I don't know. But it is really disheartening because it doesn't make any sense. And at the same time, it's not good for humanity. You're incentivizing these people to rape and pillage all these women and kids and people coming in here in part of the cartels who are running the border.
That's really the problem, the cartels as much as anything else, and why people haven't woken up to that is beyond my comprehension. All right, Jennifer, that is a good wrap on number 4 as we continue this week with the countdown. It's 49, about 10 before the hour, actually, right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour on the Good Day program, we welcome into our fold the great Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website, and he's known nationally and internationally as one of the foremost experts in the automobile business, and in an ancillary way, how you can take care of your car, you get the best deals, etc., etc. Where are the cars of the future? So you were visiting a VW plant this week in Chattanooga. How'd that go over? How was that?
They were ahead of the curve, I think, before a lot of before this Bring Down Inflation Act was signed, and most of the EV credits were sort of wiped out. They were already well underway in getting this new factory in Chattanooga built and ready for EVs. In fact, they have really made a huge investment into the U.S. in the amount of production they wanted to do here. And that has sort of already started. They did a Passat. They made that here. And they've also made a bunch of other cars here. They're now making one version of their SUV here. And it was quite impressive to see electric vehicles made and tested here as well. And the first vehicle in its class, which is the ID4, to be made here. I sort of did a little research yesterday to see what other electric cars are actually made in the United States. I mean, Teslas have obviously been made here for a while. But things like the Ford Mach-E, that's made in Mexico. And the only other car really of note is the Nissan Leaf to be made here. Everything else is made abroad. So
remember when we used to turn up our nose at anything made in Mexico? Bring those jobs back to America. Now we're happy to buy stuff made in Mexico rather than stuff that's made in China. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So yeah. It's nice to see 4,000 people now in that factory. And the town has changed so much thanks to that factory. There used to be only sort of two restaurants on the main drag in Chattanooga. And
yeah. Now lots of crime and violence. I'm sure everybody loves
yeah.
all those people coming in. Whoopee! I have a friend who bought a new Volkswagen. It was a Volkswagen, it's a station wagon, it's an SUV, and I was quite impressed with it. It's pretty similar to an Audi, because Volkswagen and Audi are the same company, but this is really a high-concept car. I forgot what the exact model name is, but a very good-looking, lots of nice appointments. So Volkswagen has come a long way from the Beetle, that's for sure.
Yeah, they actually have 12 brands. Including Bugatti and Porsche, they're all under the same umbrella. So there's a lot there. And actually in the U.S., they have 120 production sites, 20,000 employees, two plants. They've invested $7.1 billion in the U.S. through 2027. And for the first time since 2012, they've become profitable here. So they lost a lot of money making sure that the U.S. operations actually made money. Yeah. And the interesting thing is there's a lot of people coming into the brand now and really impressed with this vehicle. And they also put a smaller battery in their vehicles to actually make them more affordable. So they brought the price down against a lot of the U.S. And a lot of the other foreign competitors, so they're trying to get the price down so a lot more people can afford them.
Right. Well, let's see. That's not going to be the case with the 2023 Cadillac Escalade 5, which is employee priced at $254,000.
Yeah,
I didn't realize the Escalade was that. What in the world do they put into an Escalade that makes it worth a quarter of $1 million? Come on.
Yeah, so this is the sort of the super version of the Escalade. It's their race version, and it's the special, I guess, the all-encompassed super version. But the funny part of this story here is, you know, the whole idea of employee pricing was once a year, you could go to your Cadillac dealer, and you could sort of get the same amount of discount that someone who was working at a Cadillac factory would get for a vehicle, regardless of whether it was the least expensive Cadillac or the most expensive Cadillac.
Right.
But because of the way things are messed up right now with the chip shortage and COVID supplies, the price that the dealer had put it up by was $100,000. So even applying the Cadillac Escalade employee pricing, it still worked out to $254,000. Now, if I'm working for Cadillac and I'm buying vehicles for that, sign me up. I'll work putting nuts on cars all day.
Nick Miles, our auto expert, is his website, ourautoexpert.com, 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.